Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
So happy to have the four bitchin' babes back in Studio A. Yay! Welcome back. Featuring Columbus's own Sally Fingerette. And they'll perform tonight for the Midlife Vices event going on over at the Southern Theater. We'll have a couple pairs of tickets to give away, a couple pairs of tickets to give away. So stay tuned for all that good stuff and more. Some fun things happening today in Studio A. We'll talk after they get us started with this first song. What are you going to do for us?
Well, this is Deirdre, and even though our show is entitled Midlife Vices, we really try to stay current. So this first song we're going to start off with is a song about Facebook, everybody's social media. And thank God for Facebook, for without Facebook, how would I know that the girl that didn't bother to exchange three words to me in high school just really enjoyed her chicken piccata at the Cheesecake Factory last night? Oh, one, two, three, four. A few years ago, I thought my life was going as it should. Some parts were better, some so. I thought, hey, that's pretty good. Ignorance was bliss back then, so more often than not. When I looked around, I was contented with my lot. Then I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody's lives are fun and groovy, like some Nora Ephron movie. They lead exciting lives. I sit and watch paint dry. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum. Sing along! Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum. Linda placed a song in Glee and got 300,000 from it. My ex-boyfriend Rick just posted pictures of his K2 summit. Judy H. is helping troubled teens on a Montana ranch. Her partner Peg at Princeton just announced she's found a cure to cancer. Like! Then I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody's lives are bright and brimming, and P.S. they're so damn skinny. I read their blow-by-blows. I sit and watch grass grow. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Before Facebook, I could fantasize. My high school nemesis was living with her folks, had thunder thighs and some mall job that's thankless. But she's posting pictures of her summer home in southern France. My Greyhound bus red roof vacation doesn't quite compare to that. Yeah, I joined Facebook and found out how lame I am. Everybody looks so young and slender. All their kids are Mensa members. They lead exciting lives. My Farmville crops just died. It ain't pretty, but it's true. And now everyone who friends me knows it too. Ho hum, ho hum, ho hum, ho hum, ho hum.
Joining us live from Studio A, Deirdre Flint, Sally Fingerette, Debbie Smith, and the latest babe,
Marcy Markser.
And, well, gosh, the babes have been going on for about 20 years.
25.
25 years now. Oh, my goodness.
24 and a half, if we're going to be exact.
Well, Sally, you've been there since the beginning.
Since the beginning, right.
So
1990.
Give us a little history today and how it started.
Well, it started in 1990. Christine Lavin, Megan McDonough, Patty Larkin, and myself just went out on some girl group shows, and it just clicked. We invented a wheel we didn't even know we invented until it just kept wanting to roll, frankly. And through the evolutionary process of years and marriages, kids, and, you know, theater projects that took babes away from touring as a group, here we are today in 2014. We Midlife Vices is our ninth recording. And that we've had shows, Hormonal Imbalance, A Mood Swinging Musical Review. Then we had Diva Nation, Where Music, Laughter, and Girlfriends Reign. And now Midlife Vices, a guilt-free musical review that we say it's an evening of wine, women, and song. And it's W-H-I-N-E, wine.
And Facebook.
Or wine, W-I-N-E, wine, drinking wine.
There
wine
you go.
Like, yeah, but, so we're just thrilled to not be dead, frankly. We're still doing it. And we're just, we're not going away quietly. That's what we say. We're all of a certain age. And we think we'd like to do this when we're 80.
Yeah.
If they let us on the plane. If our metallic parts don't keep us.
What is that title that you want to have for that album?
Our last musical review, whenever that is, will be called Over the Hill, a one-way musical review. Yeah, it'll be the big horizon.
Yeah,
review.
The last song will be Go Into the Light.
It's the four bitchin' babes here this afternoon. We're so thrilled to have them back. Always so fun when they come in. And a fun show to be had tonight over at the Southern Theater. And it's at 8 o'clock showtime. And we'll do a ticket giveaway after this next song that they do for us. Is this off the latest release?
That last song was on Midlife Vices. This next song is as well. This is a little bit of a departure for the babes with comedy. Oops, sorry. This, we also like to, we're a very man-friendly show. We love men. And lots of them.
I'm thinking of becoming a man, actually.
Honey, just wait 10 years. It's going to happen naturally. You won't have to worry. Not much to do. Just sit around and watch it happen. Just don't look in a mirror.
Oh, that's why I'm shaving now. My face.
That's where my razor went. So, but we really do love, it's not a man bashing show in any way. And people should know that, you know, if they bring a significant other male person or a friend, it's a great way for them to get points doing this because they may think it's a chick show, which it is, but it's easy for guys to get points because it's a painless event for them. You know, we play and sing and it's sort of, this morning, are we easy on the eyes? Not bad. Not bad. We're faces for radio this morning, but
this afternoon
it is.
And in the dark, nobody sees when he has to hold her purse.
This is true. You know? That's right. That's right. He can hold it and not have to worry. But we do, you know, we glam up, and it's a fun night of theater and laughs. And so, this
you look beautiful right now, ladies.
Oh, so sweet.
Well, you know,
that's you can say that because we're on the radio.
Hey, we've got video coming.
WCBE FM 90.5.
And what's this one you're gonna do?
So this is for the guys out there.
Okay, here we go.
Little tacker riding on his little tracker, roaring through the neighborhood. Sunny little towhead, tornado warning, bright and red. He's looking good. He's just a boy on wheels. He's just a boy on wheels. Mom's a little nervous, the kid's a little reckless. She wants him home. Papa says it's all right. Mom's a little uptight. Inside he knows that's just a boy on wheels. He's just a boy on wheels. Wind up the wind and away we go. There's no point in going if you gotta go slow. Later when he's 16, racing on a 10-speed, why walk when you can ride up the streets everywhere? He no longer cuts his hair, it's his disguise, mama cries. Oh my, he's just a girl on wheels. motorbike in college. He smokes a little foliage out in L.A. Tanks her up and shifts her. Hangs out like a drifter in Monterey. He loves the way it feels to be a boy on wheels. Here comes a girl on skates. She flies. She steals his heart. Life goes rolling by. Life goes rolling by
for a boy and a girl on wheels.
Life goes rolling by
for a boy and a girl on wheels.
Rolling, rolling. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And run, and he thinks about retiring. He can't sit still. He needs to find the answers to move a little faster. Up over the hill, she buys him brand new wheels—a
two-seater stud mobile. Well, youth cannot escape him when he's set in motion. It comes from underneath the hood. Got a sunburn on his bald head, tornado in a Corvette. He's looking good, oh, looking good. He's just a boy on wheels. Wind up the wind, and away we go. There's no point in going if you gotta go slow. If you're going on wheels.
So nice. The Four Bitchin' Babes here live from Studio A. Sally Fingerette on lead vocals there, and Deidre Flint, Marcy Marker, and Debbie Smith are the Babes. And you can find them tonight with some more stand-up comedy and some great vocal harmonies, great music, great time to be had. Boy on Wheels, another one from their latest Midlife Vices. And what are some of the other vices that we talk about on this on this release?
Cheese.
Oh,
bling.
Bling. Hungarian hormonal rhapsody going on this as
Yeah, we're
going
to do that one too, I think. Maybe we'll do that in a bit.
Okay, cool.
Live.
The Bitchin' Babe Boogie is one of my favorites too, I think.
Oh,
that's
yeah, thank
fun.
You for playing that. I got my phone ring off the hook when you played it.
Oh,
people
good.
Said, did you know? I'm like, yes, I'm sitting here with WCBE on all the time.
Well, thank you very much.
All the time. All CBE all the time.
Even on the road, everywhere.
On iHeartRadio we listen.
You can see our antenna. I mean, it's like, it's hard to get to that when you're in Iowa, but you do it.
Thank you very much. Ladies,
do you know that wherever we travel, we look for radio? You know, we're invited to play at radio stations, but yet, I'm sorry, WCBE still rocks. I mean, he's still.
Oh, thank you.
Don't you guys agree that that Columbus has the best radio station ever?
This is fabulous.
Yeah. Wow, are you just saying that or what?
No, seriously.
No, we really appreciate that. Of course, we love what we've got going on here, not just the music side, but all the other great programs. And we're not even in Fun Drive.
Not yet. We're ready when you are.
Well, thank you. The Four Bitchin' Babes tonight over at the Southern Theater. Kappa.com is also the website, and the fourbitchinbabes.com is their website to keep up to date with them and what's going on. You also recently did the book, Babeliography, is that?
Yes. Deirdre Flint, the comedy babe, had this idea of, go ahead, tell it.
Well, it's kind of zeitgeist. If you go into any bookstore now, There's a whole bunch of list books to list, you know, all the things in your life. I guess we as a, you know, culture have gotten even more self-absorbed than we were before. But so this Babeliography lists things like it's your personal kind of guided journal. And so, you know, all the cars that you've owned.
Favorite cars to make out in.
which James Bond was the best. Which James Bond do you think is the best?
Roger Moore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. No? Not so much for you?
I feel judgment in that statement just now?
Yeah, kind of hurt my feelings
there, Deidre. Yeah,
really. Well, I tend to do that in the band.
Just
I'm not known for my diplomacy. I think we all knew that once I walked in the door here.
Darn it. She got me.
But so it's a fun little book that you fill out. Yeah,
it's great for parties. Like for we found out when we tour, a lot of times we go to the hotel after a show, and half the audience is at the hotel because they're out-of-town people who came in for their slumber party at a hotel to go to a babe show. So they're drinking in the bar, and they're all talking, and bridge clubs, bowling leagues, whatever. They took their getaway weekend to see a babe show. So this book, what it is that people can sit at a party, they each have their own copy, and make notes of their favorite movie star, their favorite movie, their favorite this, how old were they when they had their first kiss or wore their first bra or whatever, and then they go around and you talk about, you're each, it's a great party.
What a great idea.
Party
I'm
book.
Still waiting for that first bra age myself. Oh, well.
Right, so 36 will be your age. When you wear a prom dress is when you'll put on.
I live in hope.
And the book, you can find that on your website, I believe, right?
Maybe.
You can maybe order it. We'll just go there and check it out.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
It's secret. You need to know the handshake.
Oh, the
actually,
code.
It's there's a few copies.
We'll start bringing it out on the road now that you've mentioned it.
It actually needs a second pressing. We sold out so quickly, and then we made the record, so we just need to get more up and running. But they will be up soon.
And the CD is available at the show tonight, I'm sure.
It's available at all your internet retailers and as well tonight. We always come out at the end of the show and we autograph and say hi so people can get their... CDs autographed. They can bring
nice.
Their old ones. They can buy new ones. They can do all kinds of stuff. So,
well, thank you so much. It's always so much fun to see you, and great to meet you, Marcy.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
The newest babe.
Great to be here. Baby babe.
And again, the show's tonight over at the Southern, 8 o'clock showtime, and we'll do one more ticket giveaway. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
And after they take us out with this next one.
Want to intro this, Deb? Just
yes.
Let everybody know.
a classical number that we call Hungarian Hormonal Rhapsody. A wrinkle here, a hot flash there, bifocals next, a new gray hair. I'm checking my cholesterol, do Kegels and exercise balls. I'm getting paps and mammograms, I meditate, take calcium, I limit liquor, ban caffeine, take flaxseed for omega-3. 50, my God, I'm 50. Cosmo used to be the mag for me, but now I read AARP. 60, my God, I'm 60. I hear 60's the new 40, just throw in a few more naps.
My head is pounding as I wake, I think I made a big mistake. It seemed so harmless at the time. Tequila, salt, lemon, and lime. Chocolate martinis, lots of fun. Stop for a Coke, then added rum. But it's that glass of Chardonnay that put me on my knees to pray.
Barfing, I feel like barfing.
Where is the Advil? Give it here. On second thought, toss me a beer. I'll go to rehab,
vacation rehab.
If it's good for Lindsay Lohan, then it's good enough for me.
To stop the nagging from my mom, I put an ad on Match.com. I heard from Steve, an engineer, he's 41, let's have a beer. He stumbled and I thought I'd cry, his hand is creeping up my thigh. He's unemployed but has big goals, the first of which don't break parole.
Check please, waiter, the check please.
I know it seems soon to be leaving, but his ankle bracelet's beeping. There's the convent,
maybe the convent.
That whole celibacy rule is looking better every day.
My kids grew up, they got degrees, a CPA, a PhD. They overspent with student loans, so deep in debt they moved back home. I turned her room into a den. I turned his room into a den. What do? I love my dens. Where do I put these kids again?
Basement, give them the basement.
It might be dreary, might be damp, but maybe they will get the hint that it's a basement,
a stinky basement.
I will always be their mommy, but come on, they need to go.
what's this I see? Well, hush my mouth. My body parts are moving south.
That happy hour the night before is not so happy anymore.
41, try 58. I think he's wanted in 3 states.
I like to vacuum in the nude. The way they stare, it's just rude.
Prozac, I'll take the Prozac. I used to protest it with feeling. Now it's looking quite appealing. Then there's Twinkies, tastes good with vodka. Anything I get my hands on just to get me through the day.
Prozac,
Zola,
Paxil,
vodka,
yoga,
chocolate,
shopping, eating, sleeping, vodka, anything to get me through the day, the day, the whole damn day.
Thank you, Columbus.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, WCBE-FM 90.5, Central Ohio's NPR station.